Morning, brothers and sisters.
Morning. 弟兄姊妹们早安。
Really thankful to be standing here in your presence and really before the presence of the Lord this morning.
感谢主能够站立喺度你哋嘅面前，喺主嘅面前。
I wasn't quite so sure whether I would make it here this Sunday.
今个礼拜系之前系唔能够知道今日系可唔喺度，可唔可以喺度站喺讲台前面。
And what I mean by that is not so much physically, but spiritually.
并非是肉身上面，反而是属灵上面。
So I really appreciate all the support of the brothers praying for me this week.
感谢主，因为藉着弟兄姊妹们的代祷。
There were a lot of disturbances over the past few days.
在几日内有许多的搅扰。
That very unusual circumstances.
有些奇特突然间发生的事情。
That very rarely ever happened to me.
很少有罕有发生的事情。
And then they happened back to back, and so it was very disruptive on Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday.
是反复的，重复的发生。 星期四、五、六晚都发生了。
But I thank the Lord.
感谢主。
And I thank you all for your support.
多谢弟兄姊妹们的扶持。
In lifting this time up back unto the Lord.
将这一段的时间交回主。
That the Lord may prevail.
所以主是还能够得胜。
And that he may be able to share the word that he would like for us to hear today.
主能够来。 傳出一些話語是我們應該聽的。
Please turn your Bibles with me, please, to the Psalm number 78.
請我們翻開聖經,翻到詩篇第78篇。
Psalm 78, we're only going to read the first 8 verses.
我們只會讀這首詩篇的頭8節。
Please listen and follow as we read.
我们读的时候, 请弟兄姊妹留心的聆听。
Listen, O my people, to my instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength, and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell them to their children, that they should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that did not prepare its heart and whose spirit was not faithful to God.
诗篇78篇第1至第8节。阿撒的训诲是：我的民啊，你们要留心听我的训诲，则以听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我们所听见所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒。 要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法道，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙，好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。 不要像他们的祖宗是横梗拨逆、居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
And then if you could turn over to the New Testament.
请回到新约。
The Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音。
Chapter 13, verse
34
and
35. 第13章第34至35节。
All these things Jesus spoke to the multitudes in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable, so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world.
马太福音第13章34至35，这都是耶稣用比喻对众人说的话。若不用比喻，就不对他们说什么。这是要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。
And then back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9.
旧约生命记第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9.
第九节。
Only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, unless they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but make them known to your sons and your grandsons.
生命记第四章第九节，你只要谨慎殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。
One more verse. Back
还有一节。
Back to the New Testament.
去翻新约。
It's found in Acts chapter 13.
《使徒行传》第十三章
，verse 36，
三十六节。
Acts 13:36. For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
系《使徒行传》第十三章第三十六节。大卫在世的时候，遵行了神嘅旨意，就睡了；或者系大卫按神嘅旨意服侍了他那一世嘅人。就睡了，归到他的祖宗那里，以见朽坏。
Let's come to the Lord in a word of prayer.
去到主嘅面前嚟祷告。
Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves unto you this morning.
天父，早上还要将自己归翻喺你嘅手中。
Both the speaking and the hearing.
系全讲嘅，所听见嘅。
That it may be done in accordance to your will.
愿意你嘅旨意成就。
So that we may be able to hear what is on thy heart.
所以能够听见在你心头所要我们听的话。
And that you may be able to accomplish what it is that you would have for us in this time.
你能够成全作完成你现在这个时候要做的事情。
We give you the time, we give you the glory, we give you the honor.
将这个时间将荣耀归返给你。
We give you our hearts, we give you our ears, we give you our spirits.
我们的心，我们的耳朵，我们的灵归给你。
Work in it as you would please.
愿你来作工
To your delight and to your glory.
藉着你的美意来作工。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
主的名祷告。
Amen. So this morning I'd like to share through this particular Psalm 78.
今天早上愿意藉着诗篇78篇有一点的分享。
It's a rather long psalm.
是较长颇长的一篇诗篇。
I think I read somewhere it might be the fourth longest psalm or the fourth longest chapter in the Bible.
有可能是整本圣经中最长的一章是第四章最长的一章。
It's a psalm that is written by Asaph.
是阿撒所写的。
All right, if there's anyone who should know who Asaph is, it's our brother standing next to
me. 如果谁应该知道认识的阿撒呢，是站我旁边那位。
So Asaph was the chief musician during King David's time.
阿撒是一个领诗领诗带领诗的一个人在大卫的时代。
Maybe I should just say one of the leading musicians.
我或者是其中一位领诗的一位。
He wrote many psalms.
他是写了很多诗篇。
And he was one who was obviously skilled in music, and singing, songwriting.
他能够编曲、作曲、写曲、唱歌等等。
Because he was called to serve.And to lead the people in the praise and thanksgiving of the Lord God.
因为他就是这位被呼召出来要带领以色列的百姓向神歌颂赞美的一位。
So this particular psalm of Asaph is called a maskil.
这一首叫做阿撒的训诲诗。
And the term maskil has in its root the word sakel.
训诲是什么意思呢？
And the meaning of this root word is to be wise, to be prudent.
訓悔的字根就是一個智慧的意思。
To give insight, to teach.
就是 智慧，从神而来的智慧，怎样教导别人。
And so this song or this poem that Asaph composed through the inspiration of God was intended to be sung, to be recited as a manner by which it could be something could be taught.
所以呢一首就写得好，系亚萨所写嘅训诲诗，可以从神嘅默示而嚟，系要嚟教导以色列嘅百姓嘅。
It's a song that recounts the faithfulness of God.
呢首诗篇讲出神喺历史对面点样向嘅子民显出佢嘅信实。
And it also warns us of the failures of God's people in times past.
亦都系。在后面呢讲出一些的warning, 就是警告给我们他们警告以前那一代的人。
So the period of recording, the history that Asaph is writing spans from the time of Moses to the time of David.
所以亚萨所写的这一段历史呢是大致上在摩西至到大卫嗰段期间。
And it was written not only as an encouragement for the people of God at that point in time, in Asaph and David's time, but really also for all generations.
唔单止系呢首诗篇写出嚟，唔单止系鼓励嗰一代亚萨要写俾嗰一代嘅人听，反而系之后我哋而家亦都系应该听。
It's really a psalm that is a call to wisdom.
系一首。吩咐的诗是叫我们来听神的智慧。
And as those who would come before wisdom, we must be those who would come with a listening heart.
我们来到智慧的面前，我们需要有一个能听的耳朵。
That we would have that right attitude.
需要有一个能够受训、接受命令的态度。
As we come before a wisdom,
我们去到智慧面前,
we would be able to say unto wisdom, unto our Lord God who is wisdom, speak for thy servant heareth.
我们能够回应智慧, 回应主, 回应神, 说, 主啊, 我们来到你的面前, 仆人来到你的面前, 敬听。
So just as it was back in this time, so it is today.
就在那个时代, 和这个时代是一模一样。
Even this morning as we prayed,
就是今天早上我们祷告,
that the Spirit may be able to speak to us and that we may be able to hear what it is that the Lord would really have for us this morning.
愿意圣灵能够使我们听到主在这个时候要我们所听见的。
Because what it is that the Spirit would have to say to us are not just ordinary words of man.
Because 圣灵所要说出的不是人和人讲普通的东西。
But these are the words of the living God.
这个是永生的神所对人说的说话。
The eternal God.
是永生的神。
And so there is an eternal message that he would want us to hear.
所以这里有一个永生的信息要传讲给他的子民听。
And this morning I'm really going to have to ask you to be alert in the spirit.
这个早上我们的灵要来苏醒起来。
To really hang on with me.
要跟住我所讲嘅。
Because there is so much that can be said.
因为可以有许多神嘅话可以讲。
And I will barely be able to touch it.
我系好简单嘅摸到一点。
But what I would pray and hope is that we would be able to capture the essence of what the Spirit has to say.
但系我所祷告嘅就系能够我嚟摸着圣灵所要点出嘅精义。
Thankfully, the Lord speaks to us in parables, in simple story form many times.
感谢主，他能够用比喻说出一些属灵的真理给我们听。
And that is what this psalm is intended to be conveyed in that type of format.
这首就是这个诗篇所带出来给我们的信息。
As we read in the Gospel of Matthew, that the Lord oftentimes spoke in parables.
当我们读到马太福音，我们知道主耶稣时常都用比喻。
And that in these parables, he was speaking of the hidden things from the foundation of the world.
但是他讲比喻的时候，他说出的信息是一些创世以前所隐藏的事。
So that verse in Gospel of Matthew is a recollection of this verse here in Psalm 78, verse 2.
所以马太福音刚才所读的就是引出诗篇第78章第2节所讲的。
These things hidden since the foundation of the world are these dark sayings of old.
我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。
These are the matters, these are the great, wonderful truths that the Lord would have for his people.
这个就是主愿意他的子民所要聆听的属灵的真理。
But he only reveals it to us one bit at a time.
但是他是一点一点的讲给我们听。
Because we're only able to grab hold of it one bit at a time.
因为我们的领会力只是一点一点的收到。
And even then, we know that these things are things that have been lost through the generations.
这里是古时的谜语，可能有些已经以前失去过的。
And it takes a recovery work by God in order for these hidden things to come back to the surface again.
需要神将这些古时的谜语再向我们来打开来启示。
And so throughout time, throughout the generations, the Lord has been building on upon these hidden things, one at a time as he discloses them to us.
所以经过世世代代，有许多这些属灵的真理，主一路一路的带过来，要我们来明白。
And so you may ask, well, what are these hidden things?
你会问，这些古时的谜语究竟是什么呢？
It is the glory of God.
是神的荣耀的事情。
It is the glory of God, and I would say manifests in four different ways.
我愿意这样说，是神的荣耀彰显在这四部分上面。
The first way is through his name.
第一点就是神的荣耀彰显在他的名字身上。
That he is the great I am.
神就是我是。
Who proclaimed himself to be I am who I am.
神就这样说给摩西听他的名，我就是我是。
Yes, when Moses encountered him at the burning bush and asked, If people ask me who sent me, who should I say sent me?
当摩西在经历火焰，神向他启示的时候，他说：如果有我的百姓问我，谁呼召我出来做这些事情，我应该怎么讲？神就说：你告诉他们，我就是自由永有的神。
And this is how the Lord God described himself. I am who I am.
神就是这样来形容自己，我就是自由永有的一位。
And he said, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial name to all generations.
这个就是我的名字，由这个时候直至到万代都要这样称呼我。
So the second great truth
第二点,
is his dwelling place.
就是神的荣耀是要彰显在神的居所上。
That he is a God who has, from the very beginning, wanted to dwell with man.
这位神, 从起初最初的时候就愿意与人来同住。
Since the garden, since creation of man and woman.
从起初创世纪，神创造天地的时候，他已经有这样的心意。
He would walk. He would come into the garden and walk.
他会去到伊甸园里面同人来到来同行。
Looking to fellowship with man.
去找那些人来愿意同他有交通。
And we see throughout the Word of God, we see that truth being revealed more and more.
我们从神的话，一路一路都见到，原来神愿意与人来同住、同行、来相处。
And not only does he want to walk with man, but he wants to covenant with man. He wants to tabernacle with man. He wants to dwell with man.
不单只是要与人来同行，要他来同住、同居、同住帐篷，同他们一起立约。
The third aspect of his glory.
神的荣耀第三点怎样来显出来呢？
That was hidden in times past.
以往的古时都是隐藏住的，原来。
But that has been revealed more and more through the ages.
但是直至到这个时候已经被显明出来。
And especially to us as New Testament believers.
对于我们这个世代的人来说，已经被显明出来。
Is his son, Christ Jesus.
就是他的儿子，主耶稣基督。
We know in the book of Colossians, it often says about this mystery.
在哥罗西书。 再次的又提到这个奥秘,
this mystery that has been hidden from past ages and generations.
万世以来隐藏住的这个奥秘就是,
it is none other than Christ in you and in me.
就是基督在你。
Christ Jesus is whom the Father wants to work through.
基督就是父赐给我们的膏臂。
It's whom he wants to have display and bring forth his glory.
就是主啊，神愿意基督的荣耀彰显出来。
This is the mystery of his will.
这个就是神的旨意的奥秘。
That all things would be summed up under Christ Jesus.
所有万有都会同归于一，归在基督身上。
And then the fourth hidden truth.
第四点。
That speaks of the Lord's glory.
就是关乎神的荣耀的第四点。
And that is his work through the church, through the bride of Christ.
就是神藉着教会，藉着他的辛苦要带出来的工作。
And we're familiar with those verses from the book of Ephesians.
我们对以弗所书那几节经文已经很熟悉了。
About once again this mystery that's been hidden from times past.
这个是万古之先，对我们隐藏了很久的奥秘。
About how it is to be brought to light in order that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
怎样神百般的智慧要在这个末后的时代显明出来，藉着基督，藉着教会。
And that there is this relationship between Christ and the church.
就是这个藉着基督和教会的关系。
Likened to the relationship between a husband and a wife.
就是好像丈夫和妻子的关系一样。
That this is also a mystery.
这个也都是奥秘。
About this relationship that Christ would have with the church.
基督怎样与辛苦去教会来相处，就是丈夫和妻子的相处的关系，这个是奥秘。
So through the ages, through the word of God, we can see the spirit of the Lord displaying and revealing more and more of the glory of God in these four different ways.
藉着神的话，藉着时间，神的旨意一直一直的，一点一点，在这四方面向我们来打开，藉着神的话。
Through the name of the Lord,
神的名，
through his house,
神的家，
through his son,
神的儿子，
through the church,
神的教会。
And this is something that the Lord would want us to hold on to.
这个就是主需要我们找住的。
Especially we as those New Testament believers who have been given so much.
特别是我们新约的子民，我们接受了许多神许多的恩典。
That we can look back even into the Old Testament, even the Psalm, and be able to appreciate more of what it is that the Lord had recorded.
我们可以回顾历史，回顾下旧约的诗篇，主所要得着的是什么呢？
Where the people of that time only were able to understand in part.
那时神的子民只能够明白到那时发生的事情，是吧？
But the part that they were able to understand was certainly something that the Lord expected them to understand and whom the Lord would hold them accountable to.
之后发生的事情，神不会要他们先来明白的，是吧？
But we as New Testament believers, as we look back and we know the Lord has revealed so much more unto us, we can look back at this passage and see so many different aspects of what it is that the Lord had for his people back then.
我们活在新约的时代的人，我们能够回顾看回这些历史，看回以往的历史，我们就能够更多的明白神的心意。
Because God's character, God's heart is unchanging.
因为神的心是没改变过的。
And you may say the way that he reveals himself to the people in the Old Testament was maybe like a first grade education.
你可以说神的表达的方式对旧约的人可以说是小学这样对待他们。
And now, as New Testament believers, we have a second grade education.
新约的时候可以是进步了，不单止小学，是中学。
We have the benefit of learning all those things from the first grade, from the saints of the past, from the people of God in the Old Testament.
我们能够从小学所学到的，继续带到中学上面。
And on top of that, now we have the benefit of what the Lord revealed to us through Christ Jesus and through the Spirit in the New Testament.
更多的就是主亲自的在这个时候向我们打开的更多的启示。
So we are so privileged to know so much.
我们是一个特权能够特别的明白这些事情。
But it is not just a matter of knowledge that the Lord wants us to pursue after.
但主并非是要是单单的头脑的知识,
it's really a matter of life.
是生命的关键.
It's a matter of life, his life that he has imparted within us.
主要得着的就是他赐给我们里面这个主的生命.
And it's his life that he would want us in our generation to impart to the generations both before us and after us.
是主的生命, 是现在在我们里面, 是要连于上一代的人, 是经过我们带回去下一代要来的人.
So in the Psalm, Asaph encouraged and was reminding the people to not conceal these things from their children, but to tell the generation to come the praises of the Lord.
阿撒这样说,我们不将这些事情向他们的子孙隐瞒,要将耶和华的美德和他的能力,并他奇妙的作为,述说给后代听,第四节.
And so just as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, and we're also very familiar with Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 7, about loving the Lord your God and teaching them to your children, to your sons.
在生命记我们不单止熟悉, 第四章里面所说的,第六章, 要教下一代怎样来装备神的话, 要记得神, 不要忘记主。
This psalm is an encouragement along those same lines.
这首诗篇78篇, 是同一个原则, 带出同一个吩咐。
And in verses 5 and 6, we see that this message is intended not just for the people at that point in time, but then also for so many other generations.
很明显第五、第六节, 明明地说出要讲给以后来, 的后代的子子孙孙听。
If I were to ask you to look at verses 5 and 6, how many generations are spoken about there?
如果你看一看第五、第六章, 你数到几多代出来?
How many do you count?
你数到几多代出来?
I could use your help here.
弟兄姊妹们,几多代? 有没有人数到?
I don't know what the right number is.
我不知道正确的答案是什么。
You might not know the right number either, but we can check.
可以估一下。
How many do you count?
数到几多代?
Anyone brave enough to respond?
有没有人愿意回答? 尝试一下。 几多?
Innumerable. Thank you. That's a sister who has the Spirit of the Lord in her. That is a good answer. I like that. As I was counting this up, I had a difficult time discerning whether it's four or five generations. Fathers. Children. The generation to come. Even the children yet to be born. That they may arise and tell their children. It could be five.
可能五代,
it may be four.
可能四代,
depending on how you read that first part of verse 6.
看看你怎样解释第六节,
but I think what we should get out of this is just like our sister responded to so wisely.
但好像姊妹这样说,
it's really for all the generations.
是所有以后来的每一代,
that we would be faithful in our part. In the generation that the Lord God has placed us. To speak these things unto those who are around us. To the generation before us. Because I know the generation before us still needs these words of encouragement. We know that you may have taught me.
你可能教过我,
that is, the older generation has taught me and my generation.
就你就为你是我之前那代,
but I know one day the Lord will also use us, hopefully even today.
但有一天神可能是今天会用我这一代,
where we will be able to encourage and remind the older generation.
我们就能够去鼓励我们上一代,
I find myself having to do this regularly with my father.
我最近发现我时常这样, 跟我的父亲有一些的交通,
who has very limited memory now.
他现在是记不到东西了,
so I try to step back into his mind, the things, that these hidden things, these hidden truths since the foundation of the world.
所以我就愿意去还有一点的时候能够交通一些奥秘的事情圣经的事情给他听。
And then similarly to the younger generation.
同一个原理对着要来的一代年轻人。
To our children and our grandchildren.
是我们的下一代还有他们的下一代。
And even their children.
再来一代。
That we may pass along these works of God and his faithfulness.
我们愿意能够忠心地将神给我们的话能够传给他们。
All for a purpose.
是为了什么呢?
Not so that we would gain more head knowledge.
不是我们懂多些东西。
But that we could be those who live for God's purpose.
反而能够使我们能够活出神的心意。
For God's purpose is manifested in those four things that we had spoken about, those four hidden things since the foundation of the world.
原来神的旨意、神的荣耀就是彰显在我刚才所说出的四件事情上面。
That the name of God would be lifted up and glorified.
神的名能够被颂扬、被高举。
Through the building up of his house.
愿意藉着神在教会里面的建造。
With his son as the head.
愿意神的儿子能够作头。
And with us as the body.
愿意我们作身体的。
As the building material of that house.
能够作为被建筑的材料。
This is what the Lord would want us to pass along.
主就是愿意我们将这个宝贵的传给下一代。
So in this psalm here,
在首诗篇里,
in the balance of the psalm from verses 9 to verse 72,
在第九节至到尾,第七十二节。
When I read through it, I read that there are four different generations.
当我读第九节到第七十二节的时候,我见到有四代在这里,有四代的不同的人。
And I would even call them four different groups. I'm afraid to use the word type because I don't think type quite expresses it, but I would say there's four different groups of generations that we can classify or summarize as we consider these verses.
或者不如讲分开四类人，四别类嘅人。
And I'd like to take the remaining time that we have this morning to look at these four different groups very quickly.
我愿意用一点时间睇呢四类嘅人。
There was the first generation.
是第一类，第一代。
They were the rebellious and unbelieving generation.
呢个系不信拨牙唔听话嘅一代。
And this Psalm 78 uses most of the words here, the verses, to describe this rebellious and unbelieving generation.
这首诗篇用了很大的篇幅去述说这班不信、拨牙、不听话的人。
You know, they're described from verses 12 to verse 53.
12至到53节。
And then there's a second generation.
下一代呢?第二代呢?
There's this victorious, overcoming generation.
是一个得胜打胜仗的一代。
And I believe they're only captured in one, maybe two verses.
只是用了一节或者两节来描写他们。
And that's verse 55 and perhaps part of verse 54.
可能是54、55节左右。
But we know much about this generation.
我们知道这一代发生了什么事。
Because they are written all about in the book in Joshua.
他们就是记载在Joshua。约书亚记里面得胜的历史。
And then there is a third generation that's grouped here.
第三类、第三代在哪里呢?
And I would say that's from verses 56 through verse 64.
我会是讲到是56节至到64节。
And perhaps even going back to verses 9 through 11.
可能回到去第九至到第十一节。
This was the backfallen, an idolatrous generation.
这个就是讲到他们之后在迦南地里面拜偶像离开主的一段的历史。
And then there's this fourth generation.
那第四代呢?
Verses 65 to 72.
65至到72节。
This is the chosen generation.
这个就是被拣选的族类。
Let's take a look at this first generation.
我们看一看第一代。
The rebellious and unbelieving generation.
不信拨牙不听话那代。
I know you haven't had the benefit that I've had to have just read through for many hours at chapter 78.
我知道你没好像我这样刚刚读完 好新鮮，我因為我啱啱讀過，係咪？
I see many of you are following along. Thank the Lord. Open up your Bibles. Open up your devices.
感謝主，你都打開你嘅聖經，睇手機，睇翻跟，希望跟得上呢啲經文。
Trying to make out what are these four generations?
盡量係明白啊，四四代係邊四代人咧？
And this first generation is you can quickly pick up as you're skimming through these verses from 12 through
53. 12至到53節，你好快就揾到佢哋嘅特徵啦。
You will quickly recognize that this is the generation that came out of the land of Egypt.
好快你就明白，哦，原來第一代人就係依班喺埃及中被拯救出嚟嗰一班人。
These are the ones who witness all the miracles and all the plagues that by the hand of God.
依個就係依一班人被拯救出嚟，已經見過曬十災，神點樣拯救，用大能拯救佢哋出嚟。
And they saw the salvation of the Lord when he brought them out to cross the Red Sea.
他们亲眼见到神怎样在红海里面拯救他们出来。
Where the waters parted, and they walked on dry land.
怎样大水被分开，他们在陆地经过。
And then their enemies were swept aside when the Egyptians followed after them across the sea.
哇，当那些以色列的兵丁追他们的时候，大水就合翻起来，将他们埋没在最低下面。
And they saw and they followed the Lord with the cloud by day and the fire by night.
有神的云柱同火柱一路一直嘅带领佢哋。
And they drank forth when they were out in the desert and the wilderness from streams that gushed forth from rocks.
啊，就喺石头里边流出嚟嘅活水就喂养佢哋。
It's also recorded. All these are recorded here in these many verses. It's also recorded about the bread that came from heaven and the meat, the quail that rained down also from heaven.
这个历史就描写在这里，他怎么吃玛拿，吃那些他们要吃那些的肉。
But in spite of all of God's miracles,
就是纵使神做了许许多多的神迹奇事给这帮人看，
This is a generation that continued to sin and rebel against the Lord.
但是这一代就不断不断地显出他们的不信，横硬勃逆的心。
They put God to the test. They angered him. They infuriated him.
哇，他们真的在那里试探神，看他发不发怒。
In verse 22,
第20,
they did not believe in God and they did not trust in his salvation.
因为他们不信服神，不依赖他的救恩。
In spite of all that God had shown them and done for them, they were still ones who had a hard heart.
纵使神显明了他的大能，救了他们很多次，他们还是不信服神，依靠他。
Not much unlike the heart of Pharaoh.
跟法老差不多的。
A stubborn and hardened heart.
横硬，勃逆，硬颈。
You know, these people, the first generation was such a privileged generation.
你想想这一代人是多么有優越有特權嘅一班人。
And yet, first you may question why were they so privileged?
你可能會問點解一班人會咁有特權咧？
They were slaves in Egypt.
佢哋係喺法老底下做奴隸嘅。
And the Pharaoh and their taskmasters had demanded so much upon them.
哇！嗰啲法老嗰啲工頭啊，哇！猛叫佢哋做苦工。
It was a hard life. It was a laborious life.
哇！係一個係真係做到只劇咁嘅。
But why I say they were so privileged?
咁點解我哋話又話呢一班人係有特權咧？
Was because they got to see firsthand all of God's miracles.
因為佢哋能夠親眼嘅睇到神嘅大能、神嘅作為點樣拯救佢哋。
With their own eyes.
親眼見到。
With their hands, with their feet.
親手摸到、親耳經過、親只腳經過。
With their mouths, with their throats.
完全嘅嚟。
They were able to eat with their mouths and drink with their mouths and have it go down their throats in their stomachs, the water and the meat that the Lord had provided to them. They had a first-hand account of the Lord God.
亲耳、亲眼、亲身经历。
But they failed to let God's miracles touch them where it matters the most.
但是他们没有让神的神迹奇事摸着他们的心。
And that was in their hearts.
就是他们的心的问题。
It touched just about every other part of their body.
神许多的神迹奇事摸着他们其他外面的所有。
But it failed to touch their hearts.
但是摸不着，得不着他们的心。
Because they had an unchanged heart.
因为他们的心还硬，硬颈。
They were stubborn.
居心不正。
So this reminds us.
这个就是提醒我们。
That faith is not just based on seeing.
信心并不是凭着眼见。
But seeing must be coupled with believing. Seeing must be combined up with believing.
如果你要见到，你要看见，你需要信心。你需要相信主。
We will not have that true saving faith. We will not have the faith that the Lord would want us to have if we were just to stop short and only see or to know.
如果是只要认识，头脑上认识，只要肉眼去见到，这个并非是主要我们得着的信心。
But we have to be those who believe and live out and appropriate what we have seen and what we know.
我们需要有信心的，用信心来看见，有信心的心眼来见神要见到神要我们看见的事情。
Otherwise, it just remains in the head and not in the heart.
是一个启示出来的事情，如果不是，我们只是头脑上的认识。
So because of their unbelief,
因着他们的不信，
this generation perished in the wilderness.
这一代就全部的就死在迦南地。
603,550 men. Of course, minus two.
大约60万人.
You remember who the two?
两个.
Why I say minus two?
点解减两个呢?
All those men who were 20 years and older, when they were numbered going into the promised land, these are the ones who were judged because they failed to take hold of the promises of God.
20岁以上的男丁就是刚才讲的60万.
And so they were all judged.
他们全部是被审判.
And were not permitted to go in the promised land.
没一个能够踏入迦南地,
except for two from that generation.
除了两个人,
and we remember them, Joshua and Caleb.
是约书亚和迦南.
So it is Joshua then who is the one who personifies the second generation.
就是神就利用约书亚来成就第二代人.
And so these are the ones who came near to the border, and not only to the border of the promised land, as is described in Verse 54, but they actually entered in and they drove out the nations and they were a portion and inheritance.
这里第二代的人就讲到第54、55节。约书亚带他们到自己圣地的边界，到他右手所得的这山地，他们就在那里赶出外邦人，用绳子将外邦人的地量给他们为业。
The Lord permitted them to dwell in this land in their tents.
主就容许他们过在迦南地过帐篷的生活。
Because the Lord had prepared and removed from their presence, the Canaanites.
因为主将他们面前的这些敌人全部赶出去。
While the hand of the Lord was present, it still required this generation to step forth in faith.
当神的手作工的时候，人亦都在另外一方面来配搭，同神来同工。
And we know if we read through the book of Joshua that these were individuals of faith.
当我们读约书亚记的时候，就知道这一些人站起来的就是一些信心的勇士。
That they were careful to do all that the Lord had commanded them.
他是很专心专注的带出神的旨意，神要他们做什么，他们就遵命做什么。
That they would not turn to the left nor to the right.
他们不会在神的旨意上面来偏差，向左向右。
And that they would leave nothing undone that the Lord had commanded Moses.
神要他们藉着摩西传给他们的话，他全部都做到足，做晒。
And so through Joshua, the people were obedient to the Lord.
所以藉着约书亚，这一代的人是遵命的人，听话的人。
They are ones who prepared their hearts properly.
他们的心已经是被预备好的了。
If we were to look through the first couple of chapters of Joshua, we would see how they prepared their hearts properly.
当你读约书亚第一、二章的时候，你就知道他们的心已经是预备好的了。
They were given the blessing of being able to cross through the waters like that first generation through the Red Sea, but in this case, through the Jordan River.
现在下一代要怎样从约旦河经过,
but prior to that miracle, Joshua asked the people to consecrate themselves.
但是在过约旦河之前,
to set their hearts right.
让你的心,
so that they may be able to see the great hand of God, the great works of God. That he was going to perform for them tomorrow by parting this river, by stopping up, I should say, this river.
And allow them
to walk through dry ground.
在下流,
so this wasn't the only wonder and miracle that the Lord performed.
当然这个不是主神唯一在第二代身上作的神迹。
There are so many more that are recorded throughout the book of Joshua.
在约书亚记上面还有许许多多。
About how these are ones who were able to rise up and take hold of what the Lord had promised and prepared for them.
这帮人就能够站立起来领受神给他们的应许，神给他们的祝福。
We read in Joshua chapter 5 about how they were a people who recognized that they needed to be cut off from their flesh.
约书亚第五章就讲明那一代的人怎样与肉体来断绝关系。
And so they had re-entered into this covenant of circumcision.
他们再去守那个割礼的命令。
Which was a covenant that the people had lost in the wilderness.
就是在上一代的人，第一代的人，他流失了，失去了那个记号。
So as a sign to their commitment, of their dedication, of their covenant to the Lord, they renewed this.
他们就是恢复了他与神那个立约的割礼的关系。
And so all the men were circumcised as a sign of a removal of their flesh.
男人就在那里守割礼，是除去他们的肉体。
That they would be those who would no longer count on their own strength, their own wisdom.
他们不会再靠着他们自己的肉体，自己的本能来跟随主。
But that they would count on the strength and the wisdom of the Lord.
反而他们跟着神的能力，神的智慧跟随主。
And we can see this, particularly in that miracle around Jericho.
我们能够在耶利哥的他们围绕耶利哥这个事情上面见到
Going again, up against that fortified city.
哇，耶利哥高高大大，艾城来的。
What was the strategy there?
我们的战略是什么呢?
Was it we were going to set up ramparts and batter the walls?
是不是在前面? 那埲大墙在那里,就这样去打埲墙冲过去呢?
Were we going to put this city under siege and just starve them and dehydrate them?
或者在外面守着城,等他们饿死了,里面的人,是不是?
No, they did the unthinkable.
他们做了一些想都没想过的事情.
They did what the Lord had asked them to do.
他们只是主叫他们这样做,他们就这样做.
They obeyed and they just simply marched around the city.
就很简单,听命令,要成行.
For 6 days, they march. Each day, once around those walls.
6日,每日,繞城一次.
And then on the 7th day, 7 times.
第七日,繞城7次.
And when they were commanded to shout and blow the trumpets,
当叫他们喊的时候,用那个 trumpet, 吹号,被吹的时候,
they did so and the walls came tumbling down.
他们又一起吹,向着城, 那城墙就这样倒塌下来。
They obeyed even when it made no sense.
他们遵命就是最不能够明白神不能够遵命的时候，他们就在那个时候来遵命。
We can only do this. We can really only obey when it makes no sense when we first have prepared our hearts properly.
我们怎样能够在我们明白的事情上面能够遵命呢? 我们的心需要先被预备好。
Just as we sang this morning, to trust and obey.
我们先前唱那首的诗歌,信而顺从。
There is no other way for the people of God.
没有其他的道路能够讨主的喜悦。
And the third way I would say that these people prepared themselves as they came into this land of promise was after they had performed a circumcision, then they had celebrated the Passover.
还有一点,他们守了割礼之后,他们另一样做的事情就是来守逾越节。
I believe it may have been the first time in nearly 40 years that they had celebrated the Passover.
可能是40年前,他们第一次这一代来守逾越节。
I don't think it's recorded that whether or not they celebrated the Passover when they were watered. Maybe perhaps except for that first year.
他们在旷野的时候,是没有记载过他们守逾越节,除了是第一年的时候。
But this time, the Passover had real significance.
是一个很大的意义在他们身上。
Because now this second generation had realized the meaning of Passover.
因为第二代,他们刚刚领会到什么叫做逾越节。
That Passover is not just a matter of escaping death.
逾越节不单止你是从死亡里面救了出来,
but it's really entering into life and taking hold of the life that the Lord has given unto us.
更进一步的,你要进入迦南地,进入主耶稣,要带我们进入神的丰富里面。
Similar to when we take the Lord's table.
就是我们来抹饼一样。
It's wonderful that we remember the Lord's death and what that means for us.
非常美好,我们能够来纪念主的死,是吗?
We have to hold on to the other half of that.
但我们还要不要忘记另一方面。
And that is this newness of life.
就是一个新的生命。
That we have escaped out of death.
我们从死亡里面被拯救出来,进入一个新的生命里面。
And been brought into life.
带进这个生命里面。
And so this is what the second generation was able to appreciate.
这个第二代,他们就经历了这个。
As they stood on the other side of the Jordan River in the promised land.
他们就经过了约旦河,在迦南地,脚立,站立在迦南地上面。
So they remembered and realized the goodness and the promises of the Lord.
他们记得主的应许,主的好处,主怎样纪念他们的信实。
I'm going to move on to this third generation.
还有下一代,第三代。
So this third generation is what I would call the backfallen and idolatrous generation.
第三代,我可以讲简单的话,他们是一个拜偶像,是一个后退的一代。
And we can find that term used about falling back in two verses.
在两节上,经文上面,见到他们怎样后退。
The first instance is in
第一处,
verse 9.
第九节,
about how they turned their back in the day of battle. And then the second instance is in verse 57.
第一处就是以法莲的子孙,带着兵器,带着弓,临阵之时,转身退后,第九节,第二处是
57. These are the ones, this was the generation that had come along after the second generation.
这一代第三代,在第二代之后的第五十七节,说他们反倒退后,行诡诈,像他们的祖宗一样。
And really here in this generation, I think it's not just one specific generation, but it's a group, it's a multitude of generations.
是一类,一班的人。
That I would even say spans several hundred years.
是一班人呢,是经过了几代的,是几百年的。
Really in the period of the judges.
就在史诗记载的几百年里面,
where everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
就是他们每一个人行他们眼中看为正的事,看为对的事。
Because this is a generation that did not know God.
因为这一代他们不认识神。
And they're described in Judges chapter 2.
他们就是在史诗记第二章这样记载,
chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节,
and all that generation also were gathered to their fathers. That's Joshua's generation. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord, nor yet the work which he had done for Israel. That was this third generation.
第三代的人,那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖,后来有别的世代兴起, 不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Maybe not all at once，
可能不是全部一次过，
but certainly starting with that third generation，
但是由第三代开始一点一点，
and it progressed on for many generations，
慢慢地传下去几百年。
Through the period of the judges，
在史诗记里面，
the people of God had failed to do what was instructed to them in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
神的子民并没有带出神要是他们在生命记第四章要做的。
And that was to teach these things、
就是、
to their sons and their grandsons.
教导下一代，下一代，下一代。
To keep these things in their hearts.
将这些神的话，神的事情守住在心里面。
In the hearts of all those around them.
在他们的心头里面，所有的人守住神的话。
So as the generations pass, I believe more and more of the people did not have a comprehension of who the Lord God is and what it is that was on his heart.
他一代一代的传下去之后，人就渐渐慢慢的忘记神，不知道他是谁，不知道他做过什么事情。
I think there was still a fair number that followed outwardly.
甚至可能有一班是在外面跟随的外面守住某一些某一类敬拜的事情。
But inwardly, there was no reality.
但是属灵里面并没有实际。
They view the miracles of God as tall tales, as fables.
他们听见神的大能、神迹奇事，好像是听回来一些飘渺的事情一样，不真实的。
It wasn't very real to them.
对他们并非真实。
Partly because God's faithfulness had not been properly shared with this generation.
可能神的信实没被传讲给一班人知道，给他们听。
I don't want to just blame this generation or even at some level, maybe the second generation was so busy conquering that they failed to share to that first part of the third generation.
我因着他们的损失，我不能够怪第二代的人，说他们因为忙去打仗，就没有教第三代的人。
There is that aspect where fathers need to be responsible.
没错，有一点就是作父亲应该教孩子，是吧？
But children also need to be held accountable.
但是孩子也都要有一些责任。
Both to what their fathers tell them,
为着父亲所教他们的。
And to what God tells them.
为着神亲自教他们的。
As the Lord God manifests his glory and his truths in many different ways, but one very strong way is through what is passed along their fathers.
神能够用许多多多的形式来教导一个人，但是从父亲去教一个儿子，这个是很特别的。
So this is a generation that turned their backs and they tested and they rebelled against God.
一代就退后，背向神。
They became like their forefathers were in the wilderness.
好似第一代嘅人咁啊，学咗好似佢哋祖宗咁，系旷野嗰一班。
Unfaithful,
冇忠心。
Rebellious,
叛逆。
Provoking God,
嚟激怒神。
They followed. I think it's in verse 58.
第五十八节嗰度。
Psalm 78. They provoked him with their high places and aroused his jealousy with graven images.
他们的幽坛惹到神的怒气，他们雕刻那些偶像，触动他的愤怒、愤恨。
This verse tells me that they became like their neighbors.
这一节就讲出，他们好像他们同住在其他周围的人一样。
They began to follow the customs and practices, the idolatry of the Canaanites.
学了他们的风俗来拜偶像。
And as such, this became very displeasing to the Lord.
引起神的愤恨。
They became more intent on pursuing after the things of the world than pursuing the matters of the Lord.
他们就找着世界的许多的事情，没有找紧主。
It truly was, as it is written at the end of the Judges, that everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
真是，个个人就行他们眼中所为对所为。
And we see this attitude continued and prevailed even through the end of the Judges.
这个态度，这个的灵就一直的带下去第三代那里。
As we pick up the storyline of in 1 Samuel.
就是在撒母耳记上那里见到。
Where there is the priest Eli and his two sons, they are mentioned as serving at the tent of the meeting.
然后以利和他那两个儿子怎样在神的帐幕面前侍奉。
They were priests, and these two sons were described as worthless men who did not know the Lord.
他们是应该是作神的祭司，但圣经的描写，他那两个儿子就是。
If you read in 1 Samuel 2, you'll see this, that they were ones who sinned greatly against the Lord, and they despised the offering of the Lord.
他就是这个藐视神敬拜的事情的这个劣性的这两个人。
And we can see to the great extent the depravity of their leadership and their understanding or lack of understanding of the Lord.
你就知道这两个儿子他那一代他们认识神有多少。
When one day the people of God, the Israelites, were battling the Philistines.
有一天以色列人就跟非利士人打仗。
And the Israelites were routed. They were defeated.
以色列人打败仗。
And so the elders, they came back and they spoke and they convinced themselves that what they ought to do next is to bring out the Ark of the Covenant and bring that out to the battlefield.
以色列的长老就一起来打败仗，怎么做呢？不如我们呢就草拟来将那个约柜拿出来。
And who were the priests that were at watch that allowed this to happen?
究竟边个祭司容许这件事发生呢？
It was these two sons.
就是这两位，以利的这两仔。
And so these two sons went out to the battlefield with the Ark of the Covenant.
他那两个仔就带着约柜很威猛的出去。
And it was disastrous.
完全战败。
Because not only did the Philistines defeat the Israelites again,
不单止他们大大的打败仗，完全的败诉。
But this time they captured the Ark of the Covenant.
敌人还要攞埋、掳走埋约柜。
And they took the glory of the Lord away from his people, from God's people.
将神的荣耀从神的子民拿走。
But if we read carefully in Psalm 78, verses 59 and verse 60,
但是当你读诗篇第78篇第59至60节的时候，
We see that the glory of the Lord had already been abandoned.
我知道原来荣耀已经交咗喺别人手中。
That he himself was the one who was already so displeased with his people that his presence really wasn't there.
原来神已经好唔喜欢佢嘅子民已经从佢哋嘅中间离开了。
And so he permitted these two priests, and really the elders and the men at that point in time to do what was in their hearts, what was right in their eyes.
所以神容许一班长老，这两个以利的儿子，容许他们作出这样的事情。
To take the glory of the Lord as manifested in the Ark of the Covenant out to the battlefield.
就好像象征式一样，神的荣耀已经走了，将这个约柜拿出来，给尼禄走。
As a result, the glory of the Lord departed from this land.
最终神的荣耀明显的彰显地被掳走拿走。
And the Lord had to go into hiding.
主要好像躲起来一样。
And it's just a sad description in verses 61 to 64.
61至64节是一个很悲惨的结局。
There was nothing good in this.
哀哭。
But then we see that the Lord is a God who does not just stand by.
就是神，我们的主不单只是在旁边站着看着。
But he's a God who is at work.
但是神其实一直在做。
Even when it seems like he may be slumbering.
好像主在睡着一样。
It describes in verse 65 this next generation.
但是第65节这样说，神还是作工。
This fourth generation.
第四代。
Who is chosen.
是被拣选的一代。
Just when it seems like all is lost and the presence of the Lord is absent, the Lord God rises up.
就好像主已经不在那里了，他们已经打败仗，怎么办呢？
When we think there is no longer any hope.
就以为好像没希望了。
When we've lost all our confidence.
已经没信心了。
The Lord can begin once again to do his work.
但是就在那个时候，主还要来继续他的工作。
And show himself to men and women who do not count on themselves.
就是告诉给一班 神嘅子民，男人、女人听。
But unbelievers who are looking to the Lord，
系佢哋系要单单嘅仰望主。
We read about this fourth generation here. The word chosen is or choose is used twice.
喺第四代形容依第四代依班人嘅时候，用咗拣选呢个字用咗几次？用两次。
Right, he chose the tribe of Judah and he chose David.
佢系啊拣选啊犹大嗰个支派。亦都系拣选佢嘅仆人大卫，有两次嘅拣选。
But he did not choose Ephraim; he rejected the tents of Joseph.
但系佢系弃掉约瑟嘅帐棚，不拣选以法莲支派。
I find it unique that the Lord recorded this.
我喺度反复思想，神点解要咁样写咧
？And I think it was to describe what had happened.In that third generation, at the end of that third generation,
可能就嚟形容第三代佢哋点样收场。
About how the ark and the covenant and the glory of the Lord had departed.
神嘅约柜，神嘅荣耀点样被敌人掳走
？How the Lord had abandoned His dwelling place at Shiloh.
啊，主点样嚟放弃佢喺嗰个。示罗嗰一个嘅帐篷嘅帐篷。
So Shiloh was where the tent, the meeting was located.
啊，示罗就系嗰阵时约柜摆约柜所储藏嘅地方。
It was in the tribe of Ephraim.
系以法莲一个嘅嘅 pride 就系一个骄傲之处。因为约柜喺佢哋嘅支派身上。
It was in the tribe of Ephraim.
喺以法莲嘅支派系掌握住约柜。
Just as Joshua hailed from the tribe of Ephraim.
就系好似约书亚就系以法莲支派出嚟一样。
You know Ephraim was one of the sons of Joseph.
你知道以法莲就系约瑟嘅其中一个儿子系咪
？So God rejected this tribe.
神冇拣选以法莲。
In one ways, because they had rejected him.
因为以法莲唔要神。
They had not followed him.
以法莲冇跟随神。
And this really goes into a whole another area of thinking that's complex, and I'm not going to try to share on that about the foreknowledge of God.
系有，如果继续讲关于以法莲嘅事情，系会讲出去嘅。
Because we know the tribe of Judah had actually been selected.Many, many centuries ago, many, many generations ago. But I think this just goes to show that the Lord, in His foreknowledge and His manifold wisdom, knows exactly how to arrange matters.
我哋就可以咁样解释，就话神喺佢嘅预知以前知道要发生嘅事情。
And what happens just reinforces the Lord's knowledge.
所以历史嘅发生就告诉俾我哋知道神嘅预知
，His manifold wisdom
就系神百般嘅智慧。
That is this tribe in the end here in this time at the end of this third generation would reject the Lord and would let go of the Ark of the Covenant and take it out of its dwelling place at Shiloh。
就系以法莲支派喺第三代末后嘅时候，佢哋能够舍弃呢个约柜。
And it led to this very dark period。
人带出呢、这个。好黑暗嘅一个时代。
But then the Lord awoke a new generation.
但系神还系呼召第四代出嚟。
And He raised up this generation from the tribe of Judah.
佢喺第四代犹太支派里边有一个呼召。
You may recount the story of what happened after the Ark of the Covenant went to the land of the Philistines.
你记唔记得嗰个约柜去到非利士人之地发生嘅咩事
？The Philistines were struck with tumors.
腓尼士人，哇，个个人生疮啊
！This was God's judgment upon them.
系神嘅审判嘅手。
It was so horrible that the Philistines said they wanted nothing to do with this ark.
喺腓尼士人讲到啊，吓到佢哋啊，哎呀，攞走啊，唔要啊，吓亲我哋啊。
So they sent it back.
佢就将约柜送翻回去俾以色列人。
And the Israelites, they saw it and they received it.
以色列人见到佢哋收翻嚟。
But those who received it did not handle it properly.
但系接收约柜嗰啲又失败咗一次。
And the Israelites who received it initially, they looked into the ark and the covenant, and that displeased the Lord.
佢哋用手掂去摸嗰个约柜啊，咁就又失败咗。
And so the fear of the Lord was in that place amongst those people.
跟住神嘅敬畏就喺嗰一班人中
间。There is great mourning because many lives have been lost.
因为好多人嘅生命嘅性命牺牲咗。
So God raised up a group of men from the city of Kiriath Jearim.
所以神喺一个Kiriath Jearim.
First Samuel chapter 7, verse 1. The Lord God raised up this group from this city to come and take the ark. Chapter 7, First Samuel chapter 7, verse 1.
所以神就喺呢个城市。就是 Kiriath Jearim 7:1, right?
Yes.
哦，是基列耶林，是身上，就神在这个城的里面，基列耶林人得着这一班人。
So they came, the Lord God awakened them and raised them up, chose them to come. And secure the Ark of the Covenant, His glory.
所以神就拣选出呢一班人，系呢一班人喺基列耶林嗰度嘅，就嚟负责承担约柜呢件事。
And so they did.
佢哋就站出嚟。
And this was just a precursor of what was to happen next.
呢个就系以后要嚟发生嘅事情嘅嘅开头。
Because this was because God was not done with His work of choosing this next generation from the tribe of Judah.
因为神喺犹大支派嘅拣选冇停喺呢度。
For we know there's this other individual named David.
当然唯有另外一个嘅人就系大卫啦。
Who hailed from Bethlehem from the tribe of Judah?
就喺伯利恒，就系犹大支派出嚟嘅。
Who is a shepherd boy?
就系一个牧羊嘅细路仔。
A man after God's own heart.
但是他是一个合神心意的人。
Willing to do all that God had asked of him.
神要他做什么他就做了。
He was chosen king by God.
神所拣选出来要作王的一位。
Which he humbly and gracefully accepted.
大卫是卑卑微微的接任。
Unlike his predecessor Saul.
不是好像上一个这样。
Who were the people's chosen king.
扫罗是人推举出来。
But he became full of pride and full of himself. Unable to yield to the authority of God.
自大自高，听神话。
But God was with David.
但神与大卫同在。
Because David wanted to be with God.
大卫愿意与主一起。
And he was able to shepherd the Israelites.
他愿意来，好像去牧羊一样，牧羊神的子民。
It's described in the very last verse of Psalm 78.
就是第78篇里面最后一节。
In the integrity of his heart.
就是他心心里的诚实。
Because he was a man who had a heart for God.
用心中的纯正，因为大卫有心中的纯正，因为他是一个合神心意的人。
And so because he had God's heart, he was able to so benevolently, so graciously shepherd the people of God.
因为大卫认识神的心，所以他就这样说，于是他按心中的纯正牧养神的子民。
We may also remember that David was called by the Lord. The Lord had placed in David's heart to bring back the Ark of the Covenant that was in Kiriath Jearim.
你记不记得神将这个爱约柜的心摆在爱神爱约柜的心摆在大卫里面，所以大卫要求攞翻个约柜翻嚟。
So he did that with so much great rejoicing amongst the people.
佢甚至喺人面前跳舞，好喜悦，好开心迎接约柜翻嚟。
He found favor in God's sight.
神得着大卫得着神嘅喜悦。
In shepherding the people and bringing the ark back,
牧养神嘅子民，将约柜带翻嚟应该在嘅地方。
And then particularly, I believe in regards to building a house for the Lord.
最后他的心愿就是愿意建神的居所。
This other hidden truth that God has revealed to his people through the ages.
这个万古之先神隐藏的奥秘竟然被大卫知道。
The revelation took a large increase through the person of David.
这个启示藉着大卫放大给我们看到。
When he saw that the Ark of the Covenant was just residing in curtain tents.
当佢见到呢个约柜被收埋喺呢啲唔着眼嘅地方嘅时候
，and he saw his own cedar house.
佢见到佢自己嗰间香柏木嘅居所
，and he felt like the Lord God did not have what he properly deserved.
佢觉得主冇得着佢应该所得着嘅。
This was the God of glory.
呢个系荣耀嘅神。
A God who held such wonderful truths.
荣耀真理嘅主宰。
A God who has revealed these wonderful, glorious truths to man and to the people of God through the generations.
神将荣耀嘅隐藏嘅真理传俾人知道。
And yet he did not, the Lord God, have a house to dwell in.
但系呢位荣耀嘅神却冇一个被尊重嘅地位嘅地方。
A house that was worthy of his glory.
系一个冇一个使佢嘅荣耀装盛装嘅荣耀正当嘅地方。
So he set out to please his Lord.
所以大卫就愿意嚟讨神嘅喜悦。
And while the Lord appreciated this, he nevertheless told David that he was not the right man to do this, but that his son would build the house.
主系非常之喜欢，但系喺冇嗰个时候话俾佢听，你唔能够建造，系你个儿子所罗门要建造。
So David with so much energy and so many resources prepared his son for that building of the house.
所以大卫就好喜悦嘅，用佢所有嘅精力放喺建造，藉着儿子建造神嘅圣殿、神居所呢件事。
And we know this heart and this intent was something that was very pleasing to the Lord God.
我知道呢个心系得着神嘅喜悦。
Such that the Lord God promised that David would always have someone who would be sitting on his throne.
所以神大大嘅祝福系喺佢嘅应许上边，佢话呢一个君王嘅有一位大卫嘅后裔，永远要坐喺君王嘅地位。
And so we know this was ultimately realized through the Messiah.
我哋知道就喺要嚟嘅尼赛亚嚟成就。
That Christ Jesus descended from the line of David.
基督耶稣就系从犹大支派出嚟
，from the line of Judah，
从犹大支派出嚟
，as the one chosen，
就系被拣选嘅一位
，to redeem the people from all their sins，
去救赎人
，and to bring them into glory，
系救赎一班罪人，带佢哋进荣耀里边。
This was realized. This the motion, the arrangements were set forth in place because of this fourth generation.
就系呢四代嘅人就系咁样带出嚟喺呢篇诗篇里边。
Of those who would be willing to work and bring forth the glory of God.
就系说明到一班人要与神嚟同工，带出神嘅荣耀。
To recover those things that were lost.
就系以前神嘅事情有一啲被忘记咗，一班人负责。恢复呢啲真理出嚟
，and to lift up those matters that are on the heart of God，
就系活出神嘅心意。
So as such, as we read the last verse this morning，
就我哋
at the beginning of our time from Acts 13。
今朝早上我哋读最后嗰处嘅经文系喺《使徒行传》第十三章。
That David was remembered as an individual who served the purpose of God in his generation。
所以大卫被记载。佢系嗰一位服侍嗰个世代嘅嗰一个人。
This is what the Lord would want of us today.
神亦都愿意我哋每一个人系咁样。
That we would serve in the generation that He has placed us into.
神摆我哋喺一代嘅人嘅身边，愿意我哋服侍。
But not just to serve your generation.
唔单止系我哋服侍，我哋眼前见到一代人。
But ultimately God's purpose，
更进一步就系服侍神嘅心意。
And God's purpose is eternal，
但佢嘅心意、佢嘅旨意系永远嘅。
And it includes all generations，
系世世代代嘅。
So He would want us today to serve all generations，
所以主愿意我哋今天侍奉。世世代代
in accordance to his purpose，
靠着佢嘅旨意
，as manifested by his glorious name，
就系好似佢点样将佢嘅荣耀嘅名启示俾我哋一样
，and his dwelling place，
将佢嘅居所嘅心意摆喺里边。
With his son as head，
佢儿子作头。
And with the church as the body，
愿意佢嘅身父、佢嘅教会、佢身体被建造。
That would be obedient to the Lord God。
呢个就系我哋从主所得嚟要守住嘅。
I don't know if you ever think and wish that you grew up in another generation.
你有冇曾经咁样谂过啊？如果我喺嗰一代嘅人当中出世嘅时候，会点
？That this generation I grew up in was too hard.
一代我喺一代人啊，真系好难过，好难生活。
I mean, I look at many of you here who are older than me.
我望住弟兄姊妹们，你好多都大过我嘅。
And I thank the Lord that He has brought you through the generation that you grew up in.
我感谢主，因为主带你哋经过你哋经过嗰代。
Who had to go through so much?
经过许许多多。
Through poverty, through hunger, through war.
打仗、贫穷、饥饿。
Maybe even famine.
饥饿。
To come here to make a better life.
来到这个地方，希望进步。
Not just for yourself, but really for the generations that were to come forth from you.
唔单止为我哋自己，系咪？为咗下一代。
I'm so thankful that I was not in your generation.
好感恩，因为我唔系喺你嗰代出嚟。
But I thank you and I thank the Lord that you were faithful.
但系我感谢主，因为你一代系忠心。
Where He called you and where He placed you.
主点样呼召你？点样作工喺你身上
？Sometimes I think I'd rather live in my children's generation.
有时我甚至咁样谂啊，如果我好似喺我细路嗰一代同你一齐成长，你有几好咧
？Where there is so much advancement, so much prosperity.
哇，佢哋好丰富噶，有好多知识噶。
Everything is just at your fingertips, literally, right? With your phones.
要乜嘢喺手边就有啦，因为个手机。
We have so many conveniences.
样嘢都好容易啊，就得到啦。
And yet, when I begin to think that. About living in this generation.
想如果喺佢哋咁样长大嘅时候
，I also recognize how hard it is.
咁我又再谂啊，其实都好难嘅。
Because there is so much evil and so many temptations.
哎呀，因为呢个世代邪恶有许许多多嘅引诱。
So much disorder, distress, anxiety.
有许多嘅嘢令到你忧虑嘅。
So much pressure to perform and to achieve.
压力要你表扬出嚟。
We just need to be thankful for where the Lord has placed us.
我要感谢主，摆我哋喺边个世代。
Each generation,
每一个世代
based on the sovereignty of God,
靠着神嘅主宰嘅权柄
and His manifold wisdom,
同埋佢诸般嘅百般嘅智慧。
He knows exactly what each generation needs.
佢知道每一代需要乜嘢。
He knows exactly what each individual needs.
佢知道我哋每一个人需要乜嘢。
For the Lord has drawn up the lines and the boundaries for us, and it is something that is pleasant.
因为主啊，所俾我哋嘅疆界已经量过噶啦。
So we must learn to redeem the time, no matter what circumstances, no matter what generation the Lord has placed us in.
无论主把我哋喺咩嘅处境，摆喺边一代，我哋需要学识赎回光阴。
Now the Lord is looking for that faithful generation to recover His testimony and to uphold. His truths and His glory.
主要得着一个忠心嘅嗰一代嚟守住主嘅见证。
And the burden that I really have with you this morning, brothers and sisters, to make it very clear.
我心里嘅负担对弟兄姊妹要重新讲一次。
Is that we would be those who would really take heart to these words in Psalm 78.
我哋要做一班人。牢牢的记住守住诗篇七十八篇所讲的话
，and that we would learn to serve the generations around us，
学习侍奉喺我哋身边嘅一代嘅人
，in accordance with the purpose of God，
靠着主嘅旨意嘅心意
，to recount His testimonies and His goodness，
去回想主对我哋嘅好处
，to remember His faithfulness，
主嘅信实
，and to also recall。The failures of the past.
还要纪念以前做错嘅，我哋要禁戒。
Because I feel today, here and now, even in this assembly.
我觉得现在甚至喺呢一个聚会嘅地方。
That we're living on the edge.
我哋好似靠住个边缘嚟生活咁样。
That we are living perilously close, too close to being those who are in that third generation.
我哋好靠近，好靠近，好似第三代咁样。
We have so much prosperity amongst us.
我哋系好成功。
And with that, so much contentment.
我哋好满足自豪。
To the point that we've lost our hunger and thirst for the things of God.
甚至我哋对神嘅事情属灵嘅时候无饥无渴。
We come to meetings, but we don't come with that heart and the vitality that the Lord is looking for.
我哋嚟到聚会，但系冇生命力。
We don't seem to have that fire in our bones.
我哋嚟聚会，但系骨头里边冇被火烧咁样。
That burning desire to really come and meet the Lord and do His work.
啊，冇神嗰一个火烧嘅心嚟，但系作出佢嘅旨意。
So many of us come, we're so tired.
好多人弟兄姊妹嚟啊，好攰啊。
And I share this with you because I share it first. I examine myself.
我咁样嚟交通，因为我都系。
And recognize this is as much as a display on me as it is even more than on you.
我同弟兄姊妹一样。
The Lord sees a lot of complacency.
啊，主系见到好啊啊，多弟兄姊妹都系温水咁样。
That we are just those who would settle for the better.
啊，坐喺度就得噶啦。
It is good.
几好啊。
But it's not the best.
但系唔系最好。
The Lord would want us to have more.
主要我哋得着最好嗰啲。
The Lord would want us to fully engage Him.
主愿意我哋完全投入。
To come to more meetings.
嚟更多嘅聚会。
Not for the sake of just coming.
唔系只在乎参与。
But to meet with Him.
但系嚟遇见主。
And His people.
遇见神嘅子民。
Throughout the week.
周中里面
at prayer meetings, at Friday night meetings,
星期五晚聚会，星期四祷告聚会
at Sunday Saturday Singspiration,
星期六嘅唱诗聚会
Lord's table, Bible study, teaching of the word,
读经擘饼等等
The Lord wants us here.
主要得着我哋
The Lord wants us all the time.
主喺度要嚟得着我哋
Each and every day.
每一天
And I don't want to disregard orPut forth the personal time, the private time, the devotion time that we have with the Lord, or what we do outside, fellowshipping and sharing the gospel with others.
我唔系话要弟兄姊妹们唔好传福音，唔好在聚会以外你正常做紧嘅事情。
That's all important.
全部都重要。
But this is also important.
但系呢一点亦都非常重要。
When we come together as God's people.
当我哋聚会。作神嘅子民聚会嘅时候
，because this really speaks to those hidden truths of the Lord.
因为呢个就彰显到神古时所隐藏嗰啲嘅奥秘。
It's these glorious things that the Lord wants to reveal to all of creation, to all of mankind.
荣耀嘅事情要彰显出嚟。
And He is able to, I feel best do that when we come together as the church.
我觉得最能够。神嘅荣耀被彰显出嚟嘅时候，就是、我哋聚在一起嘅。
Under the headship and authority of Christ Jesus，
就喺主作头之下，我哋聚在一起。
But I feel that we are so weak。
但我觉得我哋好软弱。
It's been over a year since the pandemic。
啊，疫情经过咗，已经过去一年啦。
We've come back。
翻咗嚟一年。
And in some ways, it hardly even seems like we're back to where we were before the pandemic.
但好似仲未翻翻去到疫情以前嗰个地步。
And that's not even the standard.
嗰个地步已经并非系标准。
Because the standard is the Lord.
因为嗰个标准其实系主。
We have such a long ways to go.
我哋实在差好远。
It almost seems like what we studied in Bible study the past 3 years.
就好似我哋以往三年所读经嘅经文
，about the remnant coming back from captivity，
就系嗰啲被掳去要归回嘅一班子民。
And so for so many generations after the temple had been rebuilt，
圣殿重建之后一代
，the people still struggled in their worship life。
但系敬拜嘅人还系软软弱弱
，because they were like that third generation。
因为佢哋就好似第三代咁样。
They had forgotten about the reality of the Lord.
Yeah, 他们忘记了主的真实
And those truths Those hidden truths since the foundation of the world had begun to be lost.
主的奧秘, 那時已經被忘記了,
but God is merciful to you and me.
但是神是憐憫你和我,
and he continues to look for the chosen generation.
神是繼續的希望揀選一班人,
that he will look for us to rise up.
願意我們來站起來,
and to awaken.
去被甦醒過來,
and to do his will.
去帶出他的旨意,
let's close in a word of prayer.
我來禱告,
Father, we commit ourselves unto you.
天父,
and these many words that were spoken,
他說了許多的話,
and we pray that you would refine them.
你再將話說在我們心裡面,
and use only the words that were of purpose for you.
願意你得著了得著我們的話,
that you may be able to give us the essence, the spirit of what it is that you would have to say unto us.
帶出你對我們說話的正義的靈意,
that we would be those who would be like that attentive servant.
我們能夠好像那個專心聽命的僕人一樣,
who's ready to listen.
是隨時隨地都是準備好聽你的聲音,
whose heart is prepared.
他的心是預備好的,
and who's ready to serve you.
是預備好來服侍你,
give us that right heart.
給我這個心,
because we know that you have chosen us.
因為你已經揀選了我們,
but it's a matter of will we respond.
是聽命的是關乎著我們,
grant us that greater faith.
給我們這個信心,
based on who you are.
因為認識你,
to be able to step forth and do all that you desire.
能夠站出來, 站起來作你的旨意,
for your glory and your delight.
為著你的榮耀, 你的喜悅,
and we pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶穌基督的名,
Amen.